Let me show you what happens with the aorist. Again, you'd like to believe, you know, that you'd be using elisamen. Like that, you'd like to believe it. Not so. They don't. That's just middle. That's just middle. Here's what in fact happens, and this is really poor. You wonder, what happened to Bob Marley here? He wonders why the heck I was embarrassed. Clearly, he's not here for this. Look at this. Now, you're going to notice a number of things with this set of forms. Here's the augment. Here is the stem with the theta eta. And we've got some endings on there. Now take a look at this. In this set of forms, Matthew, I'm using the same lu the, but I don't have a sigma on the end of that. See? Same lu the. I got an augment on the front. This is an aorist indicative. I've got secondary endings, but what kind of secondary endings do I have? Active endings, not middle passive endings. This is a great embarrassment. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can understand why you exhaled air. This is very poor. Also, what's not in front of these endings? No connecting vowel. So, this is not from Warsaw. This is not from Krakow. This is from Gdansk. How Polish can you be? Listen to the things this form does wrong. It does not use middle passive endings. Uses active endings. It does not use a connecting vowel at all. And it uses the special stem with the theta eta. The aorist passive. Aside from that, it's a fine form. All right? I mean, the only good parts about this form are this. It does augment. It does use secondary endings. Now, this is one of the hardest forms for people to come to terms with. And I'll tell you why. It's for this little particular reason. It's not that you can't identify it. You've got to come to terms with this fact, that you're using active endings and conveying a passive meaning. You're using active endings and the whole form is conveying a passive meaning. Now, when we look up over here to the future passive, this isn't quite so bad. The only bad part about this is it's got this dumb stem with the theta eta in there. But it's got a lot of other good stuff. It's got a sigma, got the normal connecting vowels, got the normal primary endings, got the normal middle passive primary endings. So this isn't so bad. It's this one that's the bad form. Now, let me give you the translation also of that aorist passive. That's simple expression of the activity. I was loosed. I was loosed from my chains yesterday. I was freed from my chains yesterday. He was loosed when the order came down from the governor. Jesus was seen by the disciples. The gospel was preached in all the land. The dragon was slain as an aorist passive. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The dragon was slain as an aorist passive. Right. Now, whereas, the imperfect would be the dragon was being slain. Right. That's the aspectual thing. Okay. Now, on these forms then, Kefi, you missed a very disgusting presentation here. And that is, this is the aorist passive, no connecting vowels, secondary endings, but they are active endings on that theta eta stem. And so that would be, I was loosed, you were loosed, he was loosed, we were loosed, yous were loosed, they were loosed. Second point to observe, note the third plural. The third plural has a different ending. Remember the secondary endings you saw were ni, elion, elias, elia, eliamen, eliate, elion, and some of you observed first singular and third plural were identical. Not here. This is a very old formation using san as the third plural secondary ending. San, not nu. So this is not the sigma of the aorist followed by alpha and a ni. It's not like that. This is the old san ending. I mean, let me put this up here. So in other words, when we did this active form, elisan, this is actually analyzed differently. That's actually analyzed like that. This san is the ending itself. Now, that's the aorist passive. Now, what is the relationship between the aorist passive and the future passive, since both of them have a theta eta? I'm talking about morphologically now. All right, here's the answer. I have actually introduced this to you backwards. The aorist is the key, and you actually build the future passive off of the aorist passive. So, watch what I'm going to do here now. I'm going to be over on this board. Here is the form elithane. Theta eta at the end of the working stem. Lithe is the working stem. Nu is the ending. In order to make the future passive, here's what you actually do. You actually take off the augment, you take off the secondary ending, you add a sigma, and then you add the correct termination. That's how you actually make it. That's how you actually make it. Future passive out of the aorist passive. Now, why am I going through all that mumbo jumbo? Aren't we just doing this off the first principle part? No, because these aren't always completely predictable. There are some of these forms, these aorist forms, that are unpredictable, and thus, this is actually a new principle part. But it is principle part number 6. Not principal part number 4. In the principal parts charts, there are 6 principal parts. But 5 and 6 are sort of fill-in morphology like we're doing here. By fill-in morphology, I mean they're not just kind of doing the regular thing. See, they need something else. So because there's some different morphology that's being done, this turns into a different principal part. Now, I'm making this point for a very important reason. Even though this is a new principal part, it is not a new verbal aspect. Remember I said that before? First principal part is focus on connection. Second principal part, the future is intention. Third principal part is focus on the action. Fourth principal part is focus on state. That's the end. If Greek were consistent, there'd be 4 principal parts. But because the morphology isn't straight on this, because it's using some stupid combination form here, there's actually a 5th principal part, which gives you some new forms for number 4, and the 6th principal part, which gives you forms for 2 and 3.